Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Coach Brendan Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. With the restart of tourism sector in West Africa's archipelago island of Cabo Verde in full force, I looked at the role of women in the island's bustling tourism sector. Tourism entrepreneurs from the island of Sal, Divania Fortis, and Nueza Congalves opens up on how the tourism sector can create more opportunities for women to participate in the industry in Cabo Verde. So welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. And in the last 4 weeks, I've been traveling to West Africa's island, the archipelago island of Cabo Verde. And it was very a good experience staying in Cabo Verde, and it was my third time there. And tourism is beginning to, bounce back after a very impressive vaccination drive. So this evening, I'm going to have a conversation with two Cabo Verdean women who have been working in the tourism industry, and they will tell us their experience, how things are coming back, and how they think we can make Cabo Verdean women stronger and have their place in the tourism sector. Good evening, Divania and Nueza. How are you doing?
Hi.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening, Bom dia.
Good evening.
Bom, no, I don't think it's Bom dia. You have to tell me now. In the Creole.
In Creole, bon nuit.
Bon nuit.
Bon nuit.
Okay. Super.
Bon nuit. Tudo bem?
Ah, super. I'm fine.
Tudret.
Obrigado.
Yes.
So, Nueza, let me start with you.
Yes.
When we were in Cabo Verde on the last day, obviously, can you introduce yourself, first of all?
My name is Nueza Gonçalves. I live in Sal Island. I was born here in the island, and I have my own enterprise, and I work in tourism. I'm a tourist guide, and also I have my own business in a restaurant.
Okay. Hello, good evening. My name is Vania. I am from Sal also, and I have my own business too in this tourism.
Okay.
Way. Good. And I work autonomous.
Ah, super. And I have to mention that it was great to meet Divania also 3 years ago in Sal, and that's where we came into contact. So let me start from you, Divania. Now, obviously, because of COVID-19, tourism stopped, globally, and Cabo Verde was not exception. What was the situation in Cabo Verde, especially for women in tourism?
It was a boom in our lives because most of the women in Cape Verde leaves their kids in home. 8 hours, 12 hours a day, and to work for a tourism services in Santa Maria, so a few miles from home. It was a huge way to say, okay, we are not protected by our services. Because everything was falling down, no money getting in, and a lot of life cost. It was very high. So we think right now, they say we are restarting, but we should stay, take a look.
So I'm gonna go to Nueza. Obviously, again, thank you so much for that wonderful tour of Pedro de Lume, right? And the Salinas, the Salinas. But let me come to you now as a person who's been working in this industry, most part of your life. Okay. Now we all know the problem, but how did you manage when tourism stopped? And which other alternative measure did you, you know, look at keeping not just livelihood, but also making sure that you can protect your investment?
It was very difficult for almost 2 years. As some business, I can talk by myself that I have my own business and I have to close everything. And I've been in a difficult, very difficult situation. Like a kind of my business, we didn't have the support from the government. And what we have to do is I have to stay with parents. Yeah, most of the people who will come to work in the Salt Islands, it's from other islands. They just leave and go back to their own island to stay with family. And it's still being difficult. Some people work in the hotel, they have a support from the government, like I think there was like 30% of their salary. It was not enough. And some enterprise, they couldn't support also their workers. And we are just trying to restart, but I think we need something to, you know, to push and for some organization or from the government, because it's not being difficult now. Everything is becoming more expensive, you know. And let's see, the tourism start by step. And okay. We hope that,
No, finish. Okay. Please, if you can finish your statement.
No, I said that we hope that in 2002, we can have something different.
Okay. Now, let me stay with you again, Nwesa. We all realize that, of course, COVID was a big challenge. I mean, it was a disruptor in chief. Now, if you want to look back, and now that we are trying to restart tourism, what do you think, from somebody who has been, you know, working in the industry in Cabo Verde, and Cabo Verde is a leading tourism destination here in Africa, what do you think can be done well in the restart to make even women get involved the more in the sector?
Making tourism an inclusive industry is very challenging, as the main tourism topology leading our sector in based on mass tourism. You know? For that reason, it is based on big foreign companies acting in hospitality, incoming and air transportation. Thus, the community is consequently left aside and have little benefit from tourism. It's been like this since. In order to make it inclusive, support should be given to local stakeholders, communitarian projects, local guides, local shop owners, etc. In order to make gain truly wide to locals, adopting more sustainable tourism initiative like communitarian tourism, green tourism, and cultural as well. Community should be placed on a central position as stakeholders. I think that's the way we have to work.
Okay.
For sure. For sure.
Yes, Divania, I don't think you have an opposite view to that. But for you, if you want to look at how you can, you know, bring up new or young ladies into tourism, what would be your advice in the new tourism sector in Cabo Verde?
Yeah, I think we should invest in the diversifying the offers. Diversifying the offers, invest in more gastronomy products and music products, and you say, cultural products too. I think we can sell our culture right now, and it's a good way to make this change we should do in our tourism. As Neuza say, it's put on the needs of the community first. And if you see, we have a lot of young women who stay in a fragile situation with this COVID stop. And we are getting in again, but we still have the same problems. No more offers. We have all of the monopoly with the great investors and the small projects and the community projects who are not included. And we should see how many products we have and how empowerment we have on these young ladies too, and should bring information to them, the socio-cultural, the communities, and the intersectionalities too, because we are seeking for the right opportunity for everyone.
Okay, excellent. But I do recall that in our last conversation, I realized that you have like an association or a group. So as entrepreneurs or as young people or as, you know, people in the industry, what form of advocacy or plan have you made to government or at your regional level to ensure that inclusivity is part of their structure?
Exactly. We are trying to focus on our communities, first of all. So we want to start with these actions in the center of the community. We want to take the tourists from the hotels to bring them to our community, so we can take a small part of this money who was working in Cape Verde too. So in this community tourism, we see that there's not a lot of information for the small entrepreneurs, and the taxes are too high. So we have a lot of problems to start a small business.
Okay.
And we don't have the government support.
Okay. No, I get you. Noeza, so from somebody who have been doing business in tour guiding, you have your own restaurant and other businesses. Do you think the regional or the central government is not listening to you in terms of how you want to start or how you want to, to be supported, to bring up and ensure that people come to Cabo Verde are not just stuck in the hotels, but to have the experience of the Mora Beza and everything right from the streets?
No, I don't think they are hearing us. Because despite the environment, distinctive sites among the island as well as the sunny weather all along the year, the cultural habits taking place along the civil calendar are the main attraction and have a strong impact on those immersing themselves and have a strong impact. But the Mora Beza applied to a distinctive welcoming to visitors are another factor captivating the heart of tourists. But this is our culture, no? That's why I think the Cape Verde, it's a special destiny in the stand, you understand? But for women in special, we need the support. We need the support from maybe, because there are some guides, including myself, that managed to apply for financing and implement their business. We managed to buy our pickup and trucks to transport tourists as well as our guiding certificates. However, it states before, the lack of funding organization is one of the greatest handicaps promoting more women's initiative. For example, international organizations should promote financing programs directly with the entrepreneurs in order to avoid the funds deviation by political institutions. You know, I think you have to work directly with the association of women and promote their own projects.
Yeah.
Not by the political, you understand? Because if you're some organization, just the finance the projects, believe me, that the money never will come in total to our business.
Okay, now I get your point, and that's very clear. But again, one area that I would like to ask is the fact that, yes, it's good to mention government, either regional or central government, but have you made a pitch? If I say have you, I mean all of you, to, for example, you know, the big hotels about how they can incorporate some of the local things that will be part of their offering. So I give, for example, I know you're doing a lot of, group tours. So if you have a specific offering that people who are going to either, and I'm just giving an example, Robinson going to Hilton or going to Melia can experience, have you engaged some of these hotels? And is the response very good?
They don't.
No. Most is not the hotel. The problem is not the hotel. It's the agency who bring the tourists to Cape Verde. No. Okay. Even for us, we stay on the beach. We sell for. We talk with the tourists for going for island tour with us. It's not easy. And how it's how we work. And some come with us, some come with others. But it's a bit difficult because to make the connection with the agency. It's like you were like a tourist guide, but a freelancer, for example. And for us who have our own business. It's just like to be on the beach and talk to the tourists and try to make them come with us for island tour in our trucks. And that's how we work. It's not being like a partnership with the agency, for example, and with the hotel, isn't.
Okay, now let's talk about what I've been calling the paradise in Cabo Verde. And let's look at tourism beyond the beach. Obviously, I mean, the beaches are, you know, some of your greatest tourism assets. But you have incredible cultural and gastronomy offering, cachupa, just to mention a few. Why should somebody, you know, come to Cabo Verde? Tell me. I mean, tell people who have not been there before. Give them a picture of what Cabo Verde has to offer to tourists and, you know, to the world.
I think it's, can I speak now? I think cachupa, yes. It's a good experience because in Africa, we have a lot of value for this community sense. And cachupa it's a whole of experience since the planning of doing cachupa tomorrow, to have all of the ingredients and all of the story about cachupa, because they say if you put more water, it will feed everyone. And yeah, we have this sense of community. So cachupa experience, it's amazing way to feel how we Cape Verdeans get some values to all of our history. Right now, gastronomy don't have that. Yeah, that's it. So, Neuza, tell us about cachupa.
I can say you talk about cachupa. I will talk about the Cape Verde in the old islands. It's Cape Verde as per its colonization backgrounds, holds a unique culture and social marks. Despite basing our tourism in sea, sand, and sun products, even considering those products are of most beauty and advantage, that really didn't distinguish Cape Verde from other similar destinations is even more rich and unique. The welcoming manner we present our country to the visitor is the true differential, establishing Cape Verde as a unique place to visit.
Okay, now one of your activities, which is most sought after, is the Carnaval in San Vicente. Why should someone plan and make their time to San Vicente?
because we still have a lot of conditioning with the air transportation. It's still in getting more cost from the tourism sector if we have a carnival only in San Vicente. We still open the market for each island send their own carnival. That's why we can get this a true cultural product. I still believe that if we invest, all of us, because we have a lot of good story with our culture of carnival. If all of us invest all of our energy in this casual point of carnival, we will have a good and included product for every single one who is invited to work and join to sell Cape Verde as a carnival seller experience.
Okay.
But anyway, you know why they call São Vicente Brazilian? It means Brazil. It's island, you know, and it's difficult to change the culture. You can find islands more virgin, I can say that, and other island more tourist, mountains, beach, different islands. But even in, for example, in Sal, we have a small carnival too. But in Sounding Cloud also is very famous. You know, so we have a lot of traditional culture that can make people come to Cape Verde in each, how can you say, part of the year, you know. In February could be this the program.
And we'll be there very soon with our crew, you know, covering the carnival in São Vicente.
In each island, you can organize your holidays. Each island is a new experience. So you can came 10 times to Cape Verde.
I know that. And I'll be there. Yeah. And I think that I always had considered, Cabo Verde as one of the very unique places that one needs to visit, you know. So we'll be there for the carnival. Yeah. And then for the jazz festival
festival, yeah.
Prior, but one thing that you ladies never mentioned was a unique wine in Fogo, right? If I'm right. Hello, Divania, are you there?
Okay. Yeah. Yes, we still here.
No, I was talking about the wines in Fogo, which was very nice.
Yeah, there's a good wine in Fogo because of the wine plantation in Cova da Figueira, né? No, Chã das Caldeiras. Yeah.
In the, because of the volcano, there's the best wine and the best coffee also.
Because of the weather.
Okay, good. No, thank you so much, Noeza and Divania. Now, in your last words, let me start with you, Noeza. What would you say to somebody who hasn't been to Cabo Verde before to visit this amazing country?
How would I say? Cape Verde, it's a dream, you know. We are selling dream when we talk about Cape Verde. So we have to come and to live the dream, to put it in reality.
Okay. Divania, what would be your pitch to somebody to come to
Cape Verde? Came to Cabo Verde to get our experience of freedom. Freedom, it's a value we have a lot in common in Cape Verde. All of our culture, our habits, the way we still sleep and eat and being and the social life, it still be time to Cabo Verde.
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies. I think it's been wonderful having you on the podcast. And one thing you guys never mentioned, I mean, you ladies never mentioned, was your music is just fantastic. Okay. Next time we're going to talk solely about your music, you know, music of Cabo Verde. And thank you so much for your time. And I hope to be back in Cabo Verde. And I wish you the best in your game tomorrow against Nigeria, right? Your last words in Creole, that why you like tourism, in 30 seconds. In Creole, both of you, why you do tourism?
A mim está a fazer turismo porque me acredita que é uma forma de empoderamento, não só como uma mulher, mas como pessoa. Afinal, me está a vender dia a dia, a forma como me está a viver no país onde eu nasci. Então, me está a gostar de partilhar aquela experiência, má. Boa que também para Cabo Verde.
Me está a trabalhar no turismo porque me está a gostar de trabalhar com pessoas. Gosto de viver as morabezas, alegrias, simpatia de Cabo Verdeano e porque não estou checando para ele, mas não consegui chegar lá.
Ok, obrigado. Am I right? Obrigada.
Now you translate.
Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful evening.
Obrigada, Cláudio. Obrigada.